balanced on Pinocchio's long nose.
Please, Pam, could you give him another chance? For my sake.
The Blue Fairy looked at Jiminy and at Pinocchio's long nose. We must remember that a boy who won't be good might just as well be made of wood. This is the last time I can help you, Pinocchio. You must listen to your conscience. And with that, the Blue Fairy vanished and the wagon was dark. Pinocchio shook his head. His nose had returned to its normal length, and the lock to the cage was open.
"Now's our chance to escape,"
said Jiminy, and he and Pinocchio bounded onto the road. As Stromboli's wagon rolled slowly away, Pinocchio turned and ran back home, so quickly that Jiminy could barely keep up with him. It happened that another conversation was also taking place nearby. Inside the Red Lobster Inn, the fox and the cat were celebrating their new riches when a white-haired man approached them. "So you earned a few coins," said the man. "But do you know how you can earn some real money?" "Do you have a plan?" said the fox. The white-haired man sat down next to the fox and the cat. "I'm collecting stupid little boys. Disobedient little boys." The fox leaned toward the man and whispered, "And what do you do with them?" "I take them to Pleasure Island," the man replied, "where they only do what they want to do, night and day." The fox gave a curious look.
"You take them to Pleasure Island?"
"Yes," said the man with a horrible laugh. "And they never come back as boys." Moments later, the fox and the cat were strolling down the road when Pinocchio ran by. When the fox saw Pinocchio's familiar face, he caught the puppet's back pocket with the handle of his cane. As Pinocchio ran forward without moving, the fox spoke. "Where are you going, Pinocchio?"
"Oh, hello, sir," said Pinocchio. "I'm running home from that horrible puppet master. He locked me in a cage."
"My, how unpleasant," said the fox. "You must be a nervous wreck.
There's only one cure for you,
a vacation on Pleasure Island."
"Pleasure Island?" said Pinocchio.
"Yes, a land of carefree boys where every day is a holiday. The coach departs at midnight tonight."
And as Jiminy caught sight of Pinocchio, he had already boarded a coach filled with young boys. Pinocchio sat on the top bench where he befriended a boy named Lampwick.
"Is there school on Pleasure Island, Lampwick?" asked Pinocchio. "Nah," said Lampwick. "On Pleasure Island, there's no school and no cops, and they let you break windows and play pool all day long."
Soon the two boys were on board a boat to Pleasure Island. Jiminy Cricket found his way on board as well, but it was hours before he could make his way through the crowds of boys without being stepped on. When Jiminy caught up with Pinocchio, he was playing pool with Lampwick and with a cigar in his mouth and a nauseated expression on his face.
"Now you listen to me, Pinocchio,"
said Jiminy.
"Come home with me at once."
"Who's that?" Lampwick asked Pinocchio.
"Oh, he's my conscience," explained Pinocchio.
"You take orders from a cricket?"
Lampwick smirked. Jiminy scolded.
"It wouldn't hurt you to take orders from your conscience, young man."
"His name's Lampwick, Jiminy. He's my best friend."
"Best friend?"
said Jiminy.
"And who am I?"
"Just your conscience.
Well, you can just go ahead and make a jackass of yourself."
And with that, Jiminy hopped to the ground and stormed off. But Jiminy had not gone far when he saw a befuddling sight. Dozens of donkeys were being loaded onto boats, donkeys dressed in boys' clothes. One of the donkeys was crying,
"Please, let me go. I don't want to be a donkey."